You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. If you mention movie titles like God's Not Dead, Mom's Night Out, Do You Believe, people immediately recognize these faith-based movies, how they continue to grow in numbers and in popularity here in America and abroad. Just this past weekend, the faith-based football movie Woodlawn opened in the top 10 of movie theaters. And to talk about faith-based movies, I am thrilled to be joined by actor, movie producer, and co-founder of PureFlix Entertainment, David A.R. White. David, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
In your career, David, you've been part of numerous successful movies. You played a major role as Reverend Dave in the 2014 smash hit God's Not Dead. And with the sequel to this movie coming out and in the works, can you talk about why you thought the first movie resonated so much and maybe give us a little sneak peek about the second movie?
Yes. You know, the first one, it was unbelievable, obviously, how much it resonated with people all over the world. And I think it's just because, when we were really trying to figure out what movie we wanted to do and this whole idea about what is it that Christians believe and why, this question kept coming up. And, you know, and there had never been really an apologetic movie out there. And then certainly, you know, an apologetic movie that made you stand up and cheer for your faith, you know, that was emotional. So often we get apologetics books and they're, you know, they're a little bit heady and it's hard to breathe emotion into that. And so I think, you know, the story just resonated with a lot of people. A lot of people have gone through similar circumstances where they just felt like they're getting beat down by the antagonists of their lives. And so I think that's just why it resonated, is that it was a stand up and cheer for God, for what you believe movie. And the amazing thing, too, about it was the spectrum, how it connected with the youth, you know, all the way up into the elderly. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, God's the reason for everything. So, you know, but I think those lend to it.
Amen. And I know God's Not Dead 2 is in the works. We've been following the progress of it online. Could you talk about that project a little bit, David?
Sure, yeah. We are very excited to... We just rolled the trailer out this weekend on the film Woodlawn. So we gave people a sneak peek seeing the trailer. And so that movie it comes out April 1st, 2016, and it's about, in God's Not Dead 1, we really focused on the classroom in the college setting, defending your faith in the college setting. In this one, we're taking it to the public courthouse. It starts out in a high school where a woman, a teacher, inadvertently just talks about Jesus, and there's complaints that circulate, and all of a sudden she's being brought before the school board and forced to resign it or to drop it, and then it goes into the public courthouse, defending your faith in the public courthouse. And so we're excited. We have an all-star cast in this one, and I really feel like it was a hard follow-up to the first one, but I feel like we really got it, and this one evokes the same emotion and also is very educational, and you will also stand up and cheer.
Well, that's exciting, and we look forward to that, and our churches will be definitely supporting that. Now, David, your wife, Andrea Logan White, she's well-known and accomplished actress as well in the acting field and has appeared in numerous movies like Mom's Night Out and Do You Believe? Can you talk about what it's like being kind of a husband-wife team in the movie-making industry?
Yeah, for us, you know, it's pretty normal. we both do different films. You know, when I married Andrea, she was an actress, and so we had that in common, and have shared that our entire marriage. And so it works out to being almost the very PureFlix is our company, and our productions are very family oriented anyway. But, you know, just with using some of the same actors over and over for years and years, and we get to know their families and watch them have kids and grow up. And it's the same with ours. You know, our kids have grown up on sets and have been in the movies since they were little. And so it's very normal for us.
Well, I think it's so neat, and you all do excellent work. You mentioned PureFlix, and I was hoping, Dave, you could talk about specifically how PureFlix is making its broad product line available, kind of Netflix style. What is that all about, and how can people check that out?
Yeah, you know, PureFlix has its own, it's called an SVOD platform. It's basically streaming on demand. And so it is, you can go to PureFlix.com, and it's just like Netflix, but it's all faith and family content, you know, 24/7 whenever you want it, on your iPhone, on your pads, on your computer, on your television. It's exciting. We have over 3,000 titles on there now, and it's just been growing. It went live in June. Just the response has been overwhelming. I think, you know, there was just a hole that people were tired of. You know, some of the stuff on Netflix is, you know, it's questionable, obviously, to families. You know, I know they have a kids section and whatever, but they have, you know, it's like you're on there and all of a sudden something will pop up, you know, a horror movie or whatever, and you're just like, ooh, I don't want a kid to see that, or, you know, even on the display. And so with that, PureFlix.com, you just, it's all faith and family. It's all, you know, people are really responding to it. So it's exciting.
Thank you for that. Let's take a brief time out to hear a word from our featured advertiser.
We would like to thank WordSlingers, our featured advertiser of this episode of Messenger Insight. WordSlingers is an online publication presented by the Baptist Messenger. For movie reviews, theology, and more, visit wordslingersok.com.
And we're back. David, you've had a role on screen and off screen. You've been the lead actor in a number of movies like Brother White and Revelation Road, which also starred Oklahoma's own Brian Bosworth. I thought we could ask you, what about each capacity of work, off camera, on camera, do you enjoy, and how do you feel like the Lord has worked in your life in that career and in these movies?
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed. Obviously, I'm from a small town in outside of Dodge City, Kansas, and grew up in a farming community, and so going into the entertainment industry was kind of the last thing on earth that I thought that I would have been able to do. And so I'm honored to be able to, I have a passion for the performing side. I love that. And at the same token, I feel like God stretched me into producing and to other different, you know, he calls us all to use our gifts and our talents for his glory. And so, but he wants all of those gifts and talents, not just the, you know, not just the one thing that you do. And so, that has definitely expanded my on the business side for me, as well as the you know, on the producing, and then also even in the distribution. And so it's exciting. I'm thankful to be involved in all of it, and just, it's been a neat time for Christian movies as they've expanded into the theaters. Right now we have a movie called Woodlawn out, and just is such an amazing movie about redemption and hope and forgiveness, and it's a great football movie. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should definitely go out and see it. It's so wonderful. I took my son last night, actually, again. And so it's an exciting time for faith-based entertainment, you know, and that basically inspires your spirit along just with entertainment. Obviously, these films are entertaining, and, you know, and that's why people are able to go back to them. But also, you know, there's a deeper meaning to them, and it inspires our spirits and encourages us. And so when you walk out, it stays with you. It's, you know, it doesn't, not just like blowing up a bunch of buildings and you know, or action. You walk out and I feel like you're changed in a lot of ways. So it's an exciting time.
Well, you have a great impact on people's lives here in Oklahoma, and I would encourage everyone to see Woodlawn as well. Also new to the DVD is this Faith of Our Fathers movie, and you have a starring role in that. And I was hoping you could talk about that movie just a little bit, because people will want to get it on DVD or check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Faith of Our Fathers is a film that it's about basically about these two guys that never knew their dads, and their dads had died in the Vietnam War, and their dads were best friends, but they didn't start out that way. You know, one led the other to the Lord. And so these two guys, these two younger guys, played by myself and Kevin Downs, are on a trip basically to the Vietnam Memorial Wall to try to find answers about their dads that they never knew. And it parallels their journey with their father's journey through the war. It's just a great movie about forgiveness and belonging, finding your purpose. And there's a lot of fun in it. There's obviously, there's some nice action and there's some nice comedy in it, but it's just a sweet, sweet movie. So I was proud to be part of that, and I'm excited to share that more as it goes out on DVD.
Great. You know, David, a common theme I've noticed among the characters you've played is that of a transformed life, whether it be someone who was listless that turned on fire for the Lord, or someone who was a troubled person that God redeemed. And I feel like you bring a lot of emotion and energy to those roles. Why would it be important, and was that intentional, about God's transforming power in the lives of the characters and by extension, everyday men, women?
I think it goes back to, you know, in any drama, conflict is the thing that separates, and you take a character from one place, you know, and you watch a movie and you see how that character transforms. So that transformation, I think, is a general interest in any filmmaker. But I also love, you know, my father was a pastor, and brother and sister were in the ministry as well. And so I grew up watching people's lives transform all around me all the time. My dad had a prison ministry, and I would, you know, we would get letters from people that some of these guys were in for murder, and they would start out as unbelievers and just hardened men, and then how the Lord would come in and transform their lives. And seeing that as a kid was remarkable. And then obviously, you know, and so many along the ways, you know, I think the biggest proof of God's existence is the transformation in lives. And so I love showing that in film and just embrace that.
Well, I love how your films are Christ honoring. You know, you're a family man. You've got a lot of responsibilities with Pure Flicks and, of course, with each new movie that comes out. And I wanted to end by asking how maybe Oklahoma Baptists or Southern Baptists here in Oklahoma could pray for you in this mission field of really as a media missionary, as a movie maker, and a man. How can we best pray for you, David?
I think wisdom is the wisdom and protection would probably be the general, you know, that we need so much wisdom in what we're making and who we do business with and in so many different ways in Hollywood and navigating through this business. And at the same token, the wisdom, though, of wanting to not just do it on the business side, but on the spiritual aspect, too. And so there's a lot of things that come up against us all the time, and so we just pray for that protection as well, and that the Lord would just give us wisdom to do what He wants us to do and the strength to do it as well.
Amen. We sure will. And we've been talking to David A.R. White, actor, movie producer, co-founder of Pure Flicks Entertainment. I would encourage you to follow David on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/DavidARWhite. David, we're really excited about Woodlawn and its success, about God's Not Dead 2 coming out. And we'll be following your work here in Oklahoma and cheering you on as we try to honor the Lord in everything we do. And we appreciate you coming on Messenger Insight to tell us all about these projects.
Yeah. And I just one more shout out, too, is just I'm on all those social medias, you know, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And we have a lot of great content and just share what we're up to and what's coming out on those, and they're all at David A.R. White. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.